Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is my good friend, partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board certified doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Well, a big good morning to you as well, Ed. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you this Sunday morning, and thank you for the kind introduction. Yeah, it's so much fun to be working here in Northwest Georgia in the Chattanooga area, and, you know, been doing this job, gosh, for how long? What, near 25 years now, in a family tradition that goes back about 150 years for us in this area for primary care, and hopefully my kids will continue, maybe not primary care, but in the medical field. At least two out of the three are heading that way, which is just amazing. They know how hard the job is, as do you, and a lot of my colleagues do as well. It's such a pleasure to work with CHI Memorial. I'm so glad for all they're doing in Northwest Georgia. You mentioned that I'm the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia, which is correct. And again, every week I'm seeing growth in Northwest Georgia. I can't talk about everything that we're going to be doing, but I do know the residents will be very well pleased with the quality of care and the growth that's going to occur and is already occurring, both at the main campus of CHI Memorial Georgia as well as the Parkway campus, which is where my office is. So again, growth continues in all aspects. I'm also pleased to work with the LHC group, that's Louisiana Healthcare, through Home Care Solutions, which sponsor our show, and also Heartlight Hospice. They continue, you know, about a week or so ago, whenever the Christmas parades were, we had such a good turnout, both from, you know, both companies, Home Care Solutions and Heartlight Hospice, as well as the Ringgold and Dalton communities, too. We did two parades, and I'm just amazed at the support of the local community and the employees. They really do serve and minister to this region very well. And I want to also thank Benchmark Physical Therapy, with whom I've worked for, oh, Lord knows how long, maybe up to 10 years, and they also are serving this area very, very well. But regarding CHI, let me say one thing for them. They want you to know that, you know, even though a cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming, the cancer treatment shouldn't be. This is one of the areas of growth that we're seeing in treatment in this area. Now, that's why CHI Memorial offers the safest, most effective cancer treatments available with a customized treatment plan just for you. Now it's more convenient to get the care you need with two locations, one in Chattanooga and now one in North Georgia at CHI Memorial Parkway. All you have to do is visit memorial.org, that's memorial.org, to learn how CHI Memorial's radiation oncology team works together to provide support and help when you need it. Now, Ed, back to you, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World since 1979, actually celebrating my 40th year in business as an entrepreneur and devoted to the whole aspect of health, nutrition, holistic. It has been my, I think I was born into doing this because there's nothing else I've ever done that has felt so correct and right and wise as far as my heart path. And I'm just very blessed to be able to come to work every day. I actually was out of town last week, first time I think in our 10 months of the radio show. And I have to say, Dr. Green, I actually missed the fact that I wasn't here. And that
I missed you too.
Well, I appreciate it. We're both having a great time. And I think it's very, we're both blessed to be able to do something that we love. And
you're always welcome to take me with you on vacation. We'll do the show from there.
Well, we'll see about that. But somebody's got to stay here and man the show if one of us leaves. So, nope, can't happen. But my history a little bit is, of course, I started in 1979, and we do operate Nutrition World on Lee Highway. However, it's now evolved into what we consider a wellness complex. We have many practitioners, those that can be found on nutritionw.com, from almost every aspect of helping people journey through the complexity of maintaining health or rebuilding health. And I do have exciting news that, you know, I'm going to continue to be announcing. We are expanding further in March of 2019 into a additional complex that will be called Brio. Brio is an Italian word for vitality. And the Brio Center will be a wellness complex that will be housing a number of practitioners, some of which we have not made deals with yet or contracts, but it will be an amazing, amazing opportunity and the ability for people to, you know, learn how to be healthy. And I think it's a perfect world, and I do thank Memorial Hospital and all the things you're involved in, because we have to, to me, the mandatory part is to have both aspects of this. We have the mainstream, beautiful approaches that good, wise people like yourself will apply to people and patients. And then there's a part of this that is a self-responsible journey for health that those of us who are interested, who understand that we need to work hard to be healthy. It isn't just gifted to us. You were not born with the a contract that says, oh, well, you're going to live to be 72 years old and not have to work at being healthy, because we live in a very complex, toxic jungle, actually, far more than it's probably ever been in the history of mankind. And if you don't know what to do, it would be like going to climb, or let's say going to the rainforest in the Amazon with no knowledge. Can you imagine what you would do as far as even knowing which foods you would eat that's growing on the ground, which snakes that's going to kill you, which bugs, which all of, you would not last long in that jungle. Well, in some ways, we are in that kind of jungle here if you're not informed. Being an informed consumer is vital, in my opinion. So I've just rattled on a lot there. And I know one thing I do want to say, and I guess I got built up words within me since I missed last week. But we sometimes talk about where we are eating, because I am a person who, number one, chooses very carefully the foods I eat. But I also, secondarily, I do not eat at home very much. I'm a single guy, and I don't cook. And so I have to do the best I can with food choices. Well, I ate somewhere last night that I was very impressed with, and it was happened just on a whim. I took my daughter down to pick up her car downtown, and I was by myself, and I was coming back, and I ate at the restaurant called Gilman. Have you eaten there?
Never have.
Well, I had just heard a couple people talk about it, and it just happened that it was on the street corner where I was dropping her off, or right down the street, and so I thought, you know, we'll run in there. Unbelievable meal, let me just tell you. I had like what I would call the perfect meal, and that was actually consistent with.
And you rarely say that.
I don't think I've ever said that, actually.
No, I don't think I've heard you either.
And it may never be perfect again. The service was excellent, very clean atmosphere. But here's what I ate. It's called a mackerel bowl. It had brown rice, roasted sweet potatoes, wilted greens with fermented carrots, roasted sunflower seeds, and then I ask the magic question that I really irritates me at most restaurants when I say, is your salmon farm-raised or is it wild-caught? And the waitress said, you know, I don't know. I think it's farm-raised, and I kind of just was going to say no to it because I figured it was. And the chef came back and said, oh, no, it's all wild caught from the right places. It's got all the, you know, the good nutrients can only come from wild caught fish. When you're doing farm raised, it simply is a far copycat to the wild caught. So I had that meal and just could not have been better. And I hope sometime maybe we can all go down and eat at Gilman. It is right across from the Westin. Now, it's not a place you would eat regularly. The cost is, you know, not a Cracker Barrel cost. But it's something I'm going to have on my list for quite some time.
Hopefully not Ruth's Chris cost either.
And not that. It actually cost me, if I had not had a beverage, an adult beverage, excuse me, it would have been about $21 for that fabulous meal. Well, that is $21, but we're talking the best quality that you possibly could get. There's no way, in my opinion, that I could go to a grocery store and do all of those foods and fix it and do it for anything less than that.
Yeah. Always remember that adult beverage reduces your risk of stroke for that day.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I need to be... I don't need to be reminded of that because, but that is dose dependent, right? I mean,
yes, because to excess, is bad for you. But just the odd thing is, and I still remember a speaker saying this, and he said, "No, I didn't tell you to go out and tie one on tonight." That was his quote. But any alcoholic beverage, it really doesn't matter. In moderation, one beverage reduces your risk of stroke for that day. It's not a lasting reduction, but it does.
Wonderful. And I will say, because I'm so freaking particular about things in a neurotic sense, I've researched alcohols extensively, and at least for my body, believe it or not, the good quality tequilas are far better than most other things. And the reason it is because, number one, it's a clean, relatively clean sourced alcohol. Two is it's not made from corn. It's made from agave. Corn is so genetically processed and genetically modified that it's very unhealthy. Thirdly, is if you mix it with lime juice, there was a couple studies that showed it decreased the amount of insulin secretion, which is what we don't want. We don't want insulin to be shooting out of our pancreas when we drink or eat anything. And this was the least harmful of those alcohols. So there's my alcohol bullet point of the day. It's already time for us to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be discussing with Dr. Resnick great information on something that I've had questions on, which is fertility and miscarriages that seem to be epidemic. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have, probably for the very first time in our show, a guest who is coming back for the second time because he's so informative, Dr. Scott Resnick. Thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Scott.
Thank you for having me here. It's really a pleasure to join you with Dr. Green and your listeners this morning.
I've known Dr. Resnick since he moved here, and I'll have him give a minute synopsis of his history, but he does own and operate Chattanooga Functional Medicine here in Chattanooga. He is one of my trusted companions when it comes to helping other people help themselves with their health. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and exactly, you know, what your path is in this town and health.
Okay, well, again, my name is Scott Resnick, and just as a point of introduction, I have recently published a fully non-commercial yet informative website at scottresnickmd.com, and that's ScottResnickMD. And that's just an opportunity to kind of get a look at some of my writings. In terms of my history to this point, I'm a medical doctor, and my formal training included 2 years of general surgical training after medical school. And then I went back and I did a four-year completed a residency in obstetrics and gynecology, and for a number of years practiced as a surgical gynecologist. And over that course of time, I found that I was utilizing conventional therapies to get my patients better. And these are the conventional therapies that I'm sure that you two discuss all the time. This is allopathic medicine and the use of a medication to address symptoms. But I was finding that a number of the conditions and complaints that my patients had were not able to be remedied by these conventional therapies. And in my practice, I started looking for other modalities that could actually get people better. Some of the modalities that I began to work with, and certainly in my pelvic pain patients, were diet. And I was finding that a number of these different patients were responding remarkably well to changes in their diet, taking out inflammatory foods, and moving more towards a non-processed and plant-based choice. Now, this is getting people better without necessarily relying on medications, which, as we know, are prone to their effects, but also side effects as well. So my path has really continued over about the last 8 to 10 years, where I've forded a new path through the medical landscape in determining that and utilizing a style of practice that really, I think, calls from both the benefits that we have of conventional medicine and the use of medications, but really focusing on a more natural approach. And this is where Ed and I get together and we can talk for hours at a time when we get started, because we just jump on a topic like we're going to do today, and we find that there's a really interesting common ground.
Well, you know, of course, you're speaking to the choir with me, but I think once you start realizing the immense natural power that we were given within our own physical body for self-healing, and I think that has been grossly ignored by mainstream medicine, and of course now it's coming to the forefront. But there's a question, because I deal with so many people at Nutrition World on a daily basis, this is one that I'm not very certainly educated or skilled at as far as you are, of course, but my daughter, and she's about 28 and has a ton of friends who, you know, girlfriends, and she was telling me just yesterday, we were talking about one of her other friends who had a miscarriage, and she said, "Dad, let me just tell you, I counted on my hands all of the girlfriends that I have, and all of them 100%, this is obviously not standard, but 100% of them who have gotten pregnant have had a miscarriage." This did not seem to be prevalent in the 70s and 80s when I remember, you know, just hearing stories. What is going on with this thing with the increased miscarriages, infertility, and all of this with pregnancies with women? What is it, Dr. Resnick?
Well, I think we can address that on several fronts. I mean, I think one of the first fronts is it possible that we are hearing about these more often? I think with social media and different ways and different openness amongst humans in our community, I think that it might be becoming easier to know about some of these occurrences. I do think that the subfertility rates are going up over time. I do think the miscarriage rates are going up. And we can look at that from a variety of different standpoints. And before I get started, remember, I am an OBGYN by training, and I just want to express just a little prayer, some condolences to women who might be listening who've had to go through a miscarriage. It is really one of the most challenging and difficult aspects of a woman's life. And I'm just very sympathetic to how important that is and to families and how it affects families. Which really begs the question, is there something that we can do about it? When we look at statistically, the incidence, we'll get two different questions here, Ed. Okay, let's address first miscarriages, and then I think we need to address also in kind of the second half of this block of subfertility as well, because I think we're looking at two sides of the same coin. Miscarriage is not uncommon. When we look at statistically, what percentage of healthy, normal women are going to suffer a miscarriage? It turns out that of women that have an identified pregnancy, that the miscarriage rate might be something like 15 to 18%. Now, note, that's an identified pregnancy. That's when you've missed your menstrual cycle, run over to the drugstore, bought a pregnancy test, and it turns pink. But we actually think that the actual miscarriage rate, meaning two strands of DNA that come together, one from the father and one from the mother, of all women might be as high as maybe 80, 85, or 90%, and recognize that a lot of these miscarriages are subclinical. They may not be even identified. Mm. This might be the woman who has a menstrual cycle that seems a little off from the last cycle. Maybe she's a day or two late, or maybe she has a miscarriage before her lab testing is able to identify that she actually was making the hormones of pregnancy. So what I like to look at is, I got up this morning, I looked up one thing before I came in here to the radio station, and I looked up to ask the question of Google, how many base pairs are present in our DNA? And for I saw that Chris just gave a little smile here. So a base pair, for listeners who aren't familiar with DNA structure, is DNA is like a set of railroad tracks. And these base pairs are connected almost kind of like the railroad ties. So in our 23 from each parent, 46 total chromosomes, there's something like 5 billion base pairs that make up our DNA. So just think of having a long zipper that is 5 billion teeth long. And if you were to undo that zipper and then have to redo it, that's basically this I think, God-inspired amount of engineering that needs to take place to make a normal human. And I think when you realize that there are that many clicks of the zipper that need to be put together right, it starts to become a little more apparent in my mind how some of these organizations, some of these DNA reconstitutions aren't working quite right. So I think for starters, it's pretty impressive that we should be able to do that. The other aspect that I think is factoring into place is that in order to make the DNA work, our body needs essential nutrients. And this is where I think that I think that people could have an opportunity to take self-examine and get a look at some places that we could maybe intervene to improve these. For example, vitamin B9 is known as folic acid. And Ed, you know how important folic acid is for DNA replication. So we also know that there is a large amount of the population that has what's called a polymorphism in their own genes. They've got what's called a single nucleotide polymorphism in a gene called the MTHFR gene. This is involved in activating folic acid. So one can see that in some subset of that population, if they were to be deficient in, for example, vitamin D, or in this case, B vitamins, that might reflect itself in some difficulty in taking these 5 billion base pairs and sewing them all back up so that they work correctly.
You know, that is just one of course, as you know, probably hundreds of different bullet points we could make. And I'm a huge, there's a day doesn't go by at Nutrition World I don't speak of MTHFR and the use of methylfolates. And you know, the bullet point on that from my perspective, of course, is, and without getting complex, is people who have this cannot metabolize folic acid right, which is found in many foods like pasta and bread and cereals and packaged foods. And then secondly, most nutritional supplements have folic acid in them. Nutrition World has eliminated the vast majority of those and is now using methylfolate, which is the one that doesn't have the negative consequences of the regular folic. So, you know, I'm going to come back to this statement. We all, I believe, need people to partner with that can help us on this journey of health. And if a woman is thinking of getting pregnant and she believes in the impact of nutrition and assisting her body on using wisdom and knowledge to help her to put her health in a place where she will have the best odds of a good delivery, a healthy child, less chance of miscarriages, it's going to require some study. It just is, because we live in a jungle of confusion, toxins, and a lot of misinformation, and of course more junk food than we've ever had. Where would a person, a woman, a couple, if they want to really delve into this and they're thinking of having a baby and they want to make sure they're going to get all their cards right on the table before that happens, how could you help them, and how can they access you?
I think that's an excellent question, Ed. And I think that there are a number of steps that people can do in the preconceptual state to possibly minimize this risk. The first is, you've already alluded to it, which is clean up the diet. To the best of our abilities, we need to get all of the toxins, the the pesticides, the herbicides out of our diet. We need to make sure we're not being exposed to plastics, because as you probably discussed on this show, these plastics are known as endocrine modulating molecules, meaning that plastics and phthalates and bisphenols are compounds that actually attach to our hormone receptors and modify their effect. The first step that I would ask of anyone trying to get pregnant is to stop smoking. And we know that smoking affects both male and female fertility. In terms of supplementation, there are three things that come to mind that I think are accessible, inexpensive, and easily measured. The first is vitamin D. So vitamin D is important for turning on about 10% of our DNA, and I would recommend that women know what their vitamin D level is. The next thing are the omega-3 fats, and we know that a developing fetus and a developing brain has high need of DHA, and that is one of the components of these omega-3 fats, which are found in fish oils. The third thing that I would look into is your ability to methylate. And you mentioned the MTHFR gene. There's a lab test known as homocysteine. And really, any doctor who has access to any laboratory testing can check this. And basically, the higher the homocysteine, the more poorly you are methylating. So I like to think that an optimal homocysteine is under 8 for men and women. How about you, Ed? Are you in about that same range?
I always talk about 8 being ideal. And I saw a person yesterday had 15. And that's not uncommon. And I'm sure you see that also sometimes. And it is a sign that the methylation process is very inefficient and very negative for their health. I want people to listen really quickly. You tell a person right now listening, if they want to pursue counseling with you, seeing you, how can they do this, and how do they contact you, Dr. Resnick?
Well, I would say I'm accessible here in town. My business's name is Chattanooga Functional Medicine. I would also encourage people to go to my website. It's scottresnickmd.com. That gives you access to my office. It also gives you opportunities to look into some of my writing and some of the deeper thought processes around any number of different medical conditions.
I love it. And, we could spend easily an hour talking to you, and we are going to do more of that. I actually have a podcast now that is going to be a longer period of time than our radio show. But it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be discussing more of your health and nutrition, all of that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are back with a most exciting guest again, Jerry Angelini from Host Defense. He is the educational director of this company, and it focuses on mushrooms, and we're not talking the kind on the salad bar. We're talking more of these specialized mushrooms that have some odd names sometimes. Many of us know the name shiitake, but there's shaga and lion's mane and reishi and all the way down the list. And we had Jerry at Nutrition World training a couple months ago, and it was one of the most intriguing and deeply almost moving experiences we've had about this topic of mushrooms. So welcome, Jerry, to the show.
Hi, Ed. Hi, Dr. Green. It's nice to be back on again.
Good morning, Jerry. So glad to have you back.
I want to talk to you a little bit about, how does a person optimize, if you're talking in the conversation of mushrooms, the ability to be quick thinking and to stimulate the memory in the brain. And the reason I'm asking this is really because I'm already kind of know some of the answer. And that is, you gave me, and your company did when you were down, a liquid product that we did not carry, to be honest with you, despite me reading about it and things. Everything sounds great when you read, but, the proof is in the pudding. Well, you gave me one of these liquid lion's mane extracts, and I can tell you with absolute assurance that I felt that product almost immediately. Tell me and tell the listeners, how in the heck did that work so well?
Right. So the lion's mane mushroom has some novel compounds in it. Most people, if they know anything about mushrooms, what they know about them is that they're going to support their immune system. And this can be really helpful any time of the year, not just during winter wellness. But many of the mushrooms do more than just support the immune response. And lion's mane is one of those. There are specialized compounds in lion's mane that tell our stem cells to grow into nerve cells. These compounds also help our brain function better. So the lion's mane mushroom is researched and shown to support the whole neurological system throughout the body, including the brain and the spinal cord.
I love that because, many of us, of course, what do we do as a nation if we're tired and we can't think? We go get caffeine most of the time. And, there's a time and place for that stuff. But what we're talking about, when you support it, the mental function with something that is more holistically balanced, I guess I would say, is you don't have a drop off of energy. You don't have an overstimulation of adrenal glands. You don't get an addictive quality. I felt as though I had turned the hands of the clock back and I was just freaking younger within my brain activity. In fact, we had a big thing at one of our big restaurants here in town about 2 weeks ago. We brought in about 60 of the health practitioners, and we were trying to teach and train on functional medicine. I took a big dose of that before I attended that event, and I will not be without it, let me tell you. And I'm going to get a bottle for Dr. Green because I even though he's got a high IQ of 300 and he's sharp as a tack, I think he's going to feel the difference, and so I'm going to grab him one in the next few days and give him one. But
we'll officially rate that down the road on the show too.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
let's
good.
Do that.
Good.
I love it. So as far as we're talking about brain activity and things, but also, and you mentioned the immune system part of mushrooms, and we have discussed that before, but anytime I'm around sick people or I feel like I want to boost an immune system, like if I'm flying on a plane, I'm going places, I'm exposing myself, I will take the combination of the immune formula that host defense has, and I do take higher doses than the label says because sometimes I think we need that. How does that work for the immune system? And is there cautions involved with people as far as, who should and who shouldn't do these things?
Right. So you can very safely take up to 3 times the suggested serving size, so up to 3 grams in capsules, and there's 2 capsules in each gram per day. So let's say you started to feel like some upper respiratory stuff, like some runny nose, coughing, sore throat, and you wanted to get your immune system really engaged, you could potentially take that Stamets 7 or the My Community product, and you could take 2 capsules at breakfast, 2 capsules at lunch, and then 2 capsules around 4 or 5. And that'll really get your immune system up and running. And you can easily do that for 4 or 5 days in a row without a problem. And it'll help engage the immune system really nice and strongly. But the great thing about, especially this time of year, when people are going back to school and kind of exposing themselves to new germs and whatnot, we also want to get our brains up and running too, and people can feel pretty stressed about it because, they're, okay, we got to go back to school. And even in, teenagers, they start to feel the stressors of having to perform and do really well in school. And this is where lion's mane can come in really nicely for them. They can have a capsule at breakfast and then a capsule right when they get back home from school. And the lion's mane mushroom is going to support their immune system. It's going to shore that up and keep it nice and strong. But it's also going to support their mood, kind of keep them balanced and reduce that fight or flight mechanism a little bit so they don't feel so pressured. And it's going to help their brain function better. It's going to help them concentrate. It's going to help them remember and focus. So that Lion's Mane product is a brilliant support, especially for like teenagers and college students that are really feeling under the gun to do well in school while they're also being exposed to all these new germs with all the new people that they're going to be around. So, you know, just one or two capsules at breakfast and one or two capsules at lunch or right when they get back from school is a great way to kind of hit the whole back to school issue.
Oh, I love that. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for joining us today. We are discussing the value of mushrooms with our guest, Jerry.
Jerry, let me throw in a question. I was thinking about sure. We talked about back to school issues, MycoShield, you know, boosting the immune system. So if you're looking at a product like MycoShield, is there, you know, the mushroom itself is actually boosting the immune system, supporting that. Is there any type of barrier protection in the product? Say if like Ed is using this, getting on his airplane, taking a trip to one of his exotic locations, which he likes to do frequently, and I'm jealous of that. Is there a barrier effect where it is actually blocking the absorption of a virus or germ? Does that occur?
So, Dr. Green, we would love to be able to comment on that, but that's actually a drug activity. And the FDA doesn't allow supplement companies to talk about drug activity.
That's a shame because the doctors will have, I have a curiosity on that, but that would be great if it did, theoretically.
So, you know, there is some suggestion that the research is pointing towards increasing what's called the mucosal-associated lymphatic tissue. And that's the specific immune response in the mucous membranes of our bodies. And we know that the host defense products engages the immune response directly in the mucosal tissue. So that's like the oral cavity, the throat and in the stomach and in the intestinal tract. So that's all mucosal tissue.
Awesome.
But we do know that there's a direct, immediate response, actually, in the mucosal membranes.
Well, I'm curious as well, then. That answers my question. I think that was a perfect response. Are there any, you know, thinking about things like zinc nasal spray, things like that, are there nasal spray products for you? Do you provide those, or is that even something that is something you would plan to do?
At this point, it's not on our docket of products, and part of it is many of the compounds that are immunologically active, they stay in solution because of the alcohol, and alcohol is really uncomfortable in the nose.
So that would be.
Yeah, so don't spray the MycoShield in your nose by any means. Just keep it to the mouth, and it's much more tolerable.
You know, I was thinking flu season and some of the barrier products that are out there.
Right.
And that would be an interesting thing, but no, the alcohol in the nose may kill the germs, but would be somewhat uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure. And there are also some essential oils for flavoring in the MycoShield, and those can be dermally abrasive, especially in the nasal mucosa.
I know, Jerry, you know, there are certain people who are so inquisitive, as I am, and Dr. Green. If a person wants to learn more about the science of what we're discussing in the field of mushrooms, is there certain places, sites? I know PubMed has some, you know, good articles on it, but for the general public, is there a way, an avenue for them to learn more?
For sure. You can come on to hostdefense.com. Also, we have a YouTube channel, Host Defense, but also Paul Stamets, S-T-A-M as in Mary, E-T-S. And Paul Stamets is the owner and founder. And we've got some short videos, some scientific information, both on our website and in our YouTube. And Host Defense also has a Facebook page, too. So We're trying to put ourselves out there in the social media setting. And none of it's too technical, but if we've got practitioners that want more information, they can always email me at jerry.a@fungi.com. And I do specific training for practitioners so that they can feel more comfortable with mushrooms and in their practice, and maybe even start using it in their practice.
Wow. I did not realize that you offered that service. And we do have a growing amount of practitioners who are reaching out for this kind of education. And, you know, when someone tells me that they're an educator or a teacher of things, you know, I tend to have to be skeptical these days, because after 40 years of, you know, talking to thousands of people, you know, I have to say half the time I'm disappointed. I will absolutely give you the prize for being the opposite. I know that you are so in tune and so passionate about what you're doing, and you've done it for a very, very long period of time. And I did meet Paul Stamets at the Anaheim convention probably 5 to 6 months ago, and it was one of those meetings where I will not ever forget it. It was like meeting almost a hero to me, because of my respect for his devotion to this path in life. And we're not talking about someone who's out there to be a millionaire. We're talking, I truly believe, someone who is trying to save this planet and help people on their journey of life. And I'm sure you will not disagree that Paul is made of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's an inspirational person. Really amazing.
Well, our time is already up again, and I so appreciate you, Jerry, for coming on, and we will have you again at Nutrition World if you can come back down, and we will announce that. So best to you on your path, and it's already time to take a break, and when we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and holistic health with my partner, Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and in our fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, again for that kind introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their excellent website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, and they also have a wonderful free app that you can download with all of the worship times and information. So please visit that as well. Today, we will talk about a life lived well, lived in strength, not fear. Let me share a letter found in the office of a young pastor from Zimbabwe, Africa. This letter was found after he had been found beaten to death because of his faith. I am part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast, and I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, and uplifted by prayer and labor with power. My pace is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, and my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. May we all live lives of purpose. Live life fiercely, full of power and free of fear. Now let me close with a verse from Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you so much, my friend. And wise words, absolutely. I love the fact, the one thing that you said there, low living. Never heard that put together. And how common is the way that many of us have fallen into that, of a low living life? And I love someone who has truly had the introspection and connection to the Spirit that could write something like that. How powerful.
It's an incredible, incredible letter.
You know, we're in the holiday season. I know that we all, including myself, feel the effects of the chaotic stress that does come with this season. And there's no easy fix. But I tell people a lot. In fact, I talk to my daughter a lot about this, and she's now repeats it constantly to a lot of other clients and people who she is talking to, is we need to have a toolbox in our life for many aspects of our life. But the part for stress and handling the emotions and journeying through the jungle of chaos that we seem to be falling into isn't easy, no matter what you do. But what makes it far more difficult is if you have no resources and you have no backup plans and you have no toolkits to pull from. Now, when I say toolkits, most people's options in this box is, as an American, is overworking, watching TV, drinking alcohol, smoking weed, and taking benzodiazepines, which are, you know, Xanaxes and Valiums and things. That's a very common options in their toolboxes, all of which is a dead end if you continue to do that. What is my toolbox? I do a lot of reading in the morning that's more connected to this, to the spiritual aspect of the universe and the heart and the health. I think we, at least personally, I have to start my day with something of this value, because once you get off track, it's far harder to get on than it is to stay on track. But secondly, I wrote, or there's an article on NutritionW.com called The Holiday Survival Guide. And on that, I've got some really, I feel, valuable tips to help people to put together some options, one of which is the digestion is, when it's screwed up, your anxiety levels and anxiousness and all the things that come with your emotions is going to be elevated to a much higher degree. The gut is not just a piece of plumbing. It actually is our second brain. And so when it's upset, it's like your brain is upset because it's producing really altered brain chemicals. Well, there's something called herbal bitters that I use during seasons when I'm eating foods that I'm not commonly eating. And what you do is you drink these, and they are called bitters for a reason. They're bitter. But in animals, when they study, when nature, animals in nature get sick, especially intestinally, they will search out instinctively these bitter foods and eat them because they know instinctively they should be better. I also use digestive enzymes. And during this season, there's a lot of infections and sickness, and ACF is an herbal compound that is liquid that we really recommend to take if you're feeling bad. And then the last thing is, of course, using the hemp extracts for the emotional stress. If you need quick acting, I love, you know, a eyedropper full of hemp.
No, just thinking a lot of those things you do are things I do. So as we've talked about before, several things that are stress releases for me. Music, you know, I play guitar, exercise, so I like to run and lift. So those are important. But similarly to you, we have a morning routine that's important to both of us, and it may not work for everybody, but the first hour of every day for me, and people often, I wouldn't say make fun of me, but they laugh because I get up so early. But the whole point is I want to get up before anybody else is up. I want to be by myself, sit down with coffee. And for me, it's Bible study, prayer, meditation, reading. I do several devotionals every day just because, probably because I need a lot of help. But, you know, it does help center me. It gets me focused. And I start the day usually free of anxiety. It calms me down. That first hour is nothing but quietness and peace. And I can get up from that spot refreshed. I hate to just roll out of bed and go, which certainly as a doctor you sometimes have to do. But that is, you know, people can get a morning routine like that that is relaxing. I know they teach that in churches too, that morning quiet time, but it is incredibly beneficial. Now, at this time of the holidays, it's even more so because it's such a stressful time for people. It really is. Oh, and supplemental-wise, one thing that I've recommended to a lot of patients, and we've talked about it, I think, is Rescue Relief. So, you know, that is an excellent product. You know, no, I'm not paid by the people that make that, but it is excellent and it does help. You know, they have a lot of different products, but they do have one for anxiety and it's very easy to use. People can look it up and research it.
Well, thank you so much. And it again always confirms with me why we get along so well and do this show to the level we do. Because, you know, there's some hard and fast rules with the human body, and there's also some that are fall into the gray area that there's like, you can't find studies on. If you spend an hour reading wise words in the morning, is it going to improve your health? But intuitively, you don't need studies to prove this. We all know this would be a hugely, vastly important thing. And I truly believe I would rather see someone have the ability to have honest peace of mind in their heart and be contented and eat junk food than to be the perfect eater and take all the supplements and be in a chaotic mental state, because that is going to destroy your health most likely. And even if it doesn't, it's destroying your chance of joy and happiness in your life, which is one of the reasons we are on this earth, is to be alive in its fullest capacity. So it's not an easy conversation, because the American work idea is to get up and, you know, bust your butt all day long, and then you hope on one day a week you're going to unwind and catch up on sleep. No, the price is too significant, and it just simply doesn't work that way.
Well, there's a balance you have to find in these things, and I've been more strict when I used to run a lot more than I do now, and I was very young compared to now. But that life of being virtually perfect on your diet and exercise was not a very pleasant life. I mean, you can do it, and I excelled in what I was doing. But, you know, being older, there's more of a balance where you're living life and being healthy, and you can do it.
Balance is the key, my friend. To read the article on the survival guide, go to nutritionw.com. It's right there on the front page. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon. Thank you for listening. We will be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.